Oasis Audio presents Haunting of Hillside School by Christiana Gregory. Read for you by Malcolm Rothman, Abigail Seward, and Aaron Mishnowski.
Chapter 1. Something's Out There. The old schoolhouse creaked in the autumn wind. 9-year-old Claire Posey was upstairs in her after-school pottery class when suddenly she turned to look out the window. A girl's face, pale and round, was staring in. But how could that be? The art room was high up on the second floor. As Claire blinked, the face disappeared. Stunned, she blinked again, but all she saw were the mountains and stormy sky. When a sharp gust of wind rattled the window pane, she rubbed her arms, shivering.
David?
Her cousin was beside her at the table.
Just a second.
David Bridger was 10 years old and busy shaping a submarine out of his clay. Rows of miniature torpedoes covered his math book. His blonde hair hung over his eyes.
David, something's out there. A girl. She was looking in at us.
What?
He jumped up, knocking his chair to the floor. Hands sticky with clay, the cousins dashed to the window, followed by several other students who had heard the commotion. They all peered out. 2 stories below, the ground was carpeted with golden leaves.
Weird. There's no ladder or anything.
Maybe someone climbed this tree.
David wiped his hands on his shirt, looking out at a tall aspen. Its branches were nearly bare, its remaining leaves fluttering in the wind. 2 squirrels were chasing each other down its trunk. But there was no girl.
She had dark hair and 2 braids.
Ronald McCoy pressed his goopy hands to the glass, then smooshed the clay around, creating a mess.